I'd like to call the December 14th, 2021 Board of Adjustment meeting to order and thank everybody who's here for taking the time to join us. Ms. O'Connor, can I please have a roll call?
Member Murphy?
Here.
Vice Chair Roach?
Present.
Chair Dankworth?
Present.
And members Affinati and Barcello are excused. Let the record show we have a quorum.
Okay. Would you all please rise and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you again for being here this afternoon. As a bit of information, restrooms can be found outside the double doors to your right. There is a drinking fountain located next to the restrooms. If you wish to address the board on any agenda item or during the call to audience, please fill out a blue card located on the back table and hand it to the recording secretary, Ms. O'Connor. During this time of call to the audience, any member of the public that is here in person can address the board on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual board members may ask the town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by the speakers. Ms. Ancona, are there any blue cards?
I have not received any.
Okay, thank you. Having no blue cards, I will close the call to audience. I'd like to recognize all of the council members the board members who are here, and also council member Steve Solomon, who is our liaison. Thank you, Mr. Solomon, is there any comment you would like to make at this time?
Just a few. As far as business goes, you may have noticed on the agenda the last two council meetings, items regarding boards and commissions meeting in the council chambers so that it could be recorded and videotaped. Obviously, Board of Adjustments already meets here, so it should be transparent to you whichever way it goes. Other than that, just wanted to wish everyone a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. It's great to see folks in person again, so thank you very much, and thanks for all the work you've done this past year.
I have reviewed the order of business, and we will proceed as listed on the agenda. Ms. Ancona, would you please read item one?
Review and approval of the September 28, 2021 regular session meeting minutes.
May I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I approve.
May I have a second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. There being no nays, the minutes are approved. Ms. Ancona, would you please read item two?
Public hearing, discussion, and possible action regarding a variance request to reduce the rear yard setback from 40 feet to 14.5 feet for a house addition at 1241 West Linda Vista Boulevard, case number 2102481.
Thank you. Mrs. Hayes, will you please provide the staff presentation?
Yes, Chair Dankworth, thank you very much. Hello, my name is Patty Hayes. I'm with the Town's Planning and Zoning Division. And the purpose for this meeting today is to review a proposed garage and bedroom addition that requires a rear yard setback variance due to the challenging slopes on the lot. The challenging topography on the lot have necessitated this variance request. Let's first get oriented as to location of this project, which is located south of the CDO wash on the east side of La Cañada Drive on the southern side of Linda Vista Boulevard. The lot is located in the Rancho Verde subdivision where the house was built in the 1970s under Pima County's jurisdiction. The applicant is requesting to build a garage and bedroom addition as shown here in green. There is an existing house on this lot as outlined in blue. Currently, the required setback is 40 feet as shown by the orange line. You may notice that a corner of the existing house already encroaches into the 40-foot rear yard setback. The new addition is proposed to follow the same angle as the existing house, which places a corner of the new addition into the rear setback, which is 14 and a half feet away from the rear lot line. This lot has a significant amount of slope, which is demonstrated on this slide by the black curvy lines that represents a 2-foot change in elevation at each line. There is approximately a 40-foot change in elevation from the front to the rear of this lot. The existing house and pool are already nestled into the existing steep slopes, which all play a role in determining the placement for any future additions onto the house. As always, each variance request must demonstrate how all 5 findings of the zoning code are met. We will touch on each of these findings in the following slides. First, let's look at special circumstances. As I mentioned earlier, there is approximately a 40-foot change in elevation on this lot from Linda Vista Boulevard up toward the rear property line, as shown by the blue arrows. Some of the slope also drops downward behind the house, as shown by the pink arrow. These slopes would have played a significant factor in the original placement of the house. The existing house was originally placed on the flattest portion of the lot between the slopes. This leaves one remaining flat area that can accommodate an addition onto the house, which is on the east side, as shown here in the green outline with the yellow star. Again, the steep slopes of the lot limited the placement of the existing house and play a significant role in determining the placement for future additions, and therefore meets the special circumstances finding. Next, we check if the special circumstances were not created by the owners. On this slide, we see another aerial photo of the site, but this one shows us areas in yellow that contain a 15 to 25% slope, and the red shows us areas that contain more than 25% slopes. 15 to 25% or more slopes is fairly significant and limited the placement of the original house. The proposed addition is shown on the east side of the house in green with the yellow star. If any of you had the chance to see the site, your view may have looked much like the photo on the right. This photo shows us the steep slope up the driveway, which leads to the remaining flat portion of the lot. Once again, the blue arrows demonstrating the steep slopes. Again, the placement of the existing house, pool, and slopes were circumstances not created by the owner and all play a role in determining the placement of future additions. Next, we check if authorizing the variance is a necessary preservation of privileges enjoyed by others in the area, and that the variance does not create special privileges. The existing house is outlined here in blue, and the proposed addition is shown in green. Here, the proposed addition is a standard 2-car garage with 1 additional bedroom. Excuse me. All of which are standard elements of a house. One would find this in any zoning district in the area. This constraining factor for the new addition is steep slopes that dictated the current placement of the house, which then makes the future additions also encroach into the rear setback. This finding has also been found... excuse me. If I could actually step away for 1 second. Thank you.
Normally don't get all
choked up. Oh my goodness. Wow. I'm choking on air. Excuse me. Let's see. So this application has been found to meet the findings of the privileges. Lastly, we check if the proposed addition would be detrimental to the neighborhood. As I mentioned in the previous slide, a 2-car garage and bedroom addition are common elements found in this neighborhood. This new addition would be situated between the house and an existing slope, which contributes to shielding it from view. The new addition would be situated between the slopes, as shown here in the arrows. The pink arrows are going downhill, and the blue arrows are going uphill. The nearest homes are approximately 100 feet away. Staff has determined this finding has been met. In summary, staff finds that the placement of the existing house, accessory structures, and steep slope all play a role in determining placement for the future additions that all five criteria have been met. Excuse me again. We have heard from two neighbors. The one on the south of the property line is concerned about drainage, which we explained would be addressed at building permitting phase if this project were approved. And the other neighbor we heard was on the west, who was concerned about this would be setting a precedent if for the neighborhood if this case were approved. And those are the only two neighborhoods we've heard from, or neighbors we've heard from. And the applicant is also behind me with some other comments.
Is that it?
That is it.
Are we up?
That concludes the staff presentation. May we have the applicant's presentation, please?
It's at the end, right?
Would you like your presentation?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. We're trying to summarize what we're asking for here. So I kind of threw a picture in here. We had a rendering done of what the house would look like when it's finished, which is kind of like a nice look. I think it carries the sort of rustic southwestern feel to the left-hand side with the garage. So we wanted to throw that in there just to make sure that everybody knew that we're going to do something kind of cool to the house. From a chronology standpoint, so we first started talking about this in 2014. We had two different contractors come in, and we put the project on hold after we talked to these guys because, a bunch of reasons. We went and started looking to buy a new place, so we were going to build a new house. But then we also went and we bought a house down in Tubac as kind of an investment thing. So then we were like, well, let's just put all this stuff on hold for a while. So we did. But there wasn't any mention of the setback with the guys that we talked to, and I don't know if that's because they just weren't aware or whatever. So in 2020, we started looking at it again with a different contractor and an architect. And the architect that we talked to, that's when he brought up the setback issue. And he said, we're going to have to probably get this thing approved by the town of Oro Valley. So we started looking at multiple different ways to arrange the house. We looked at turning things. We talked about, putting the garage in the back, which we can't because we get into the setback. We talked about putting it in the front, but then there's also the steep topography that we have to deal with, and that would just be kind of a weird layout anyways. So we sort of like have we had a couple of different ones which are included in the later part of this presentation, but we're really limited in whether, if we want to put this garage and then because we're putting the garage to the side, then we can also have a little bit larger bedroom. I mean, honestly, it's a smaller house that it was built in the 70s, and so there's a lot of limiting things as far as like a more modern look and feel. And this is the only place that we can go and we can put any kind of an addition is on the east side of the house. So in this year, I think we've got the final plans developed. We submitted the variance in November, and Patty's gone through what we had in there. So here are the different plans that we looked at. And so the one that you see up here right now, that's actually the plan that's in the rendering that we showed you at the beginning, which has the garage setback behind the patio itself. And so the 14.5-foot setback that we were talking about is based off of this plan right here. So what we did do, though, because we kind of looked at that, and there's an entry off, or there's a garage entry off of the entry into the house, which kind of is another kind of strange thing given the existing architecture inside the house. So we said we don't really want that, and then actually let's move it forward. And so we moved it up to the front end of the patio, which has less of an encroachment on the setback than we originally wanted, and actually the closest that we are to the setback is where the existing house is right now. So, and we kind of like this layout just because it looks better for us. We feel better about it, and it's going to do the things that we want and try to satisfy as much as we can the requirements here. So, summary, we have challenges on the topography. We have the pool on the west side. The north side of the house slopes way downhill, and it's actually the entry, the front elevation of the house, so that would look weird having a garage sitting in your front yard. The south side is at the back of the house, and it's also within the variance, so putting the garage there isn't really an option either. So the only real option is on the east side. We looked at multiple different layouts. We outlined the two of them here. The one that we think we're going to go with is the one that has the less encroachment in the setback. And then, like Patty mentioned, that we've satisfied all the five criteria, so we'd like you guys to approve this variance request. Any questions?
I'm assuming that concludes your presentation.
That concludes
it. Okay. At this point, I'd like to open the public hearing for any discussion or blue cards on this project. Ms. Ancona, are there any blue cards? None. Thank you. That being said, I'll close the public hearing, and we'll go on. Are there any questions, Member Roach, for either staff or the applicant?
Yes, Madam Chair. Your initial goal with your two builders, did you involve an architect at that point?
There was an architect on staff with both of them.
Could you please come up to the lectern, sir?
Oh,
we can't hear you if you're out there.
And there was no discussion of the existing setback encroachment. Right.
No, they didn't even mention it. It could have been
one.
That we didn't,
yep.
Maybe we didn't scope it properly with them. I mean, we really didn't have any idea about the setback to begin with. I mean,
okay.
We just learned about it.
Until our second architect.
Right.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Murphy, do you have any questions?
I do. I have one question. I'm a little disoriented when I went by the property, and as you know, it's very steep. So I decided to go behind the property. I think it's Preakness Way,
yes,
down at the bottom.
Exactly so.
And I went up behind there. I didn't see any homes that looked like they were right behind the property that would be affected. So I'm trying to figure out, when you said the south neighbor was concerned. I think it was slide one.
Maybe up at the top of the hill.
The one where the blue arrow is pointing to, is that right?
If I may step in front of the...
Oh, sure.
There. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll try not to choke on air this time. Thank you.
I'm just trying to get oriented. So.
Thank you, Member Murphy. So the neighbor to the south that had the concern is the folks... See where the blue arrow is all the way to the left of that picture? Kind of pointing to... It's the folks that have that dirt driveway right behind their house. They're the ones that were concerned about the drainage that would come off of the new addition. However, we don't address drainage at this meeting. That is something we wouldn't get into until they submitted building permits, and then we would address drainage at that point.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's okay. I don't have any. I will make a comment, though, on this. First of all, do we have any other questions, members?
No, Madam Chair.
I'd like to make a comment, too, as far as the garage and stuff. I think it will totally help. One of the issues is when you have a garage, you can put things away, and I think that will really help the aesthetics of the area and so forth, because we don't have a garage, so I have all my gardening and all my stuff out, and so it will really help, I think,
right,
in that respect.
Right. I have seen a number of houses in difficult locations such as this, so it's not an atypical situation by any means.
Yeah,
and
you can see it in the picture that you're looking at right now, but there's a shed in the backyard that we have for storing stuff, and long-term plan would be to get rid of the shed so that we don't have a shed in our backyard, and we'd like to have actually a real backyard, so I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, so there's utility involved in this thing.
I know that the drainage situation is not going to be addressed now, but just as a point of information, do you have any information as to whether the drainage will be an above ground or beneath ground
situation? We don't know for sure, but I think we had talked about that briefly with the last contractor that we brought over, that was one thing that he mentioned, was that we're going to have to deal with the drainage off of this. And I think what he talked about was digging underneath and then channeling the water back so it flows out down the driveway and then on out onto the street.
I would also like to comment that originally, several years ago, the contractor they did some work. They put in the rock,
culvert.
The they did that for me. But the rocks, the drainage rocks and so forth that, on the street.
Yeah.
So one, a big thank you.
Those rock wall things.
Right, okay. So one, I have to say that the a big thank you to Oro Valley. They do a great job with our street, public works, and keeping it and maintenance. It's they really do a phenomenal job with that. And at that time, the contractor that was in working for the city, I had so many drainage issues and so forth that I contracted them, and I actually put a culvert in underneath and did stuff. So I'm really into making sure that the drainage and everything is appropriate, and making sure that we would, you know, do all of that to the highest of compliance. So
thank you
very, very much. So
thank you for your information.
That's important to us. Yep.
Yes. You may be seated.
Okay. Thanks.
At this point, I think that it's time for us to make a motion. May I have a motion from either one of you?
Yes. I move to approve the variance request to reduce the rear yard setback from 40 feet to 14.5 for the proposed addition at 1241 West Linda Vista Boulevard, based on the finding that the five criteria have been met.
Thank you. May I have a second?
I will second that.
Okay. All those in favor indicate by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
The motion is carried. The variance is granted. Before we end this session, though, I would publicly like to thank Ms. Murphy for having been a stalwart member of the board. And she's leaving on to go on to, I won't say bigger and better things, because it doesn't get much bigger and better than this. But but she's civic-minded to the nth degree, and she's going on to do wonderful things for Oro Valley. So thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The meeting is adjourned.